All right, last week on the Quranic Code, we ended up on the second Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 25, and give glad tidings, O Muhammad, unto those who believe and do good works. Right, so it was saying to give good tidings, and it was talking to Muhammad, unto those that believe and do good works. So the people that believe in what Muhammad's telling them and to do and are doing good works, to always give glad tidings to them, because theirs is the gardens underneath which rivers flow. So think about if there's gardens underneath rivers, were rivers and just feeding the plants of the water and nourishing them. That's what it says awaits the people that believe what Muhammad said. And as often as they are given food and the fruit thereof, they say, this is what was given to us before time. So they're saying, like, this is what was promised to us. And it is given to them in resemblance. It means a likeness. It's given to them because they are rewarded it because they believe Muhammad. For them are there in the gardens. For them are the pure companions. So those are the sinless ones, the ones that don't sin, the ones that want to serve God. All right, and they abide there forever. So it's saying they abide in those gardens with rivers flowing underneath them forever. All right, 26. Lo, the Adonai does not like. I think what it's saying here, it says to coin the similitude of even a gnat. I think it's saying that the Adonai doesn't like to account for even a gnat, doesn't like to not account for even a gnat. So it's saying like Adonai knows everything. Those who believe know that it is the truth from their Lord, but those who disbelieve say, what does Adonai wish to teach us with these teachings? He misleadeth many thereby, and he guideth many thereby, and he misleadeth thereby only miscreants. So it's saying that he misleads, like Adonai misleads many throughout the scripture, and he guides many through the scripture. And I think it's really, I'm not sure if the person is asking the question or what here, and he misleads only the miscreants, but miscreants means like the bad kids, the bad ones. So only those people are getting misled, or the people that aren't following it is what it's saying. All right, so 27, those who break the covenant of Adonai after ratifying it and sever that which Adonai ordered to be joined. So it's basically saying the people going in the opposite direction of whatever the Adonai is trying to get everybody to do, all right, and make mischief in the earth. So these people are just trying to, like, cause problems in the earth and just do whatever they want and act wild and reckless, all right. They are the losers, and the Quran talks about losers a lot. It's funny, you never really thought about losers being a term that they use in the holy books, but in the Quran that's what it came across as, is losers. So the losers are the disbelievers, are the non-believers, they're the losers. So I guess vice versa, the winners would be the people who believe in the Adonai and are following the words of Muhammad or the words of Emmanuel, or the, of course, the laws of Moses. Those are laws. Those are not just like words. Those are laws. So Moses carries a little bit heavier weight than everything right now, just because he has the laws to set up the kingdom on earth. All this is just like saying, you know, believe in the same God that gave Moses those laws. That's all this is all saying, and all the New Testament says. All right, so let's get to 28, and then we should be able to wrap up. How disbelieve, saying, how can you disbelieve in Adonai when you were dead and he gave you life? So it's like, how could you not believe when you weren't living and now you're alive? Then he will give you death. Okay, so it's saying, yo, he'll kill you again, and then life again. And he knoweth of all things. So see, even the Quran believes in the resurrection.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.